This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You are listening to an encore presentation of Radio Law Talk.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Hour 3 of Radio Law Talk, the most exciting, entertaining, coronavirus-free, social distancing, and sometimes informative radio show on Earth, other than those alien shows. I'm Frederick Penny, your host with Denise Dirks, Talk Union, and our producer, Cal Hunter. Congratulations, Cal, who just became a great-grandfather for the first time. Congratulations.
As of this morning. Thank you so much. What a special moment.
I'm sure all of his grandkids would think he was great. Good to see
Yeah. Cal, tell us, seriously, you have how many grandchildren?
This is 18. We have 18 grandchildren and one great.
Wow, that is super. What a wonderful legacy you and Donna. Yeah. Actually, pretty much Donna did it. It's pretty much all her. You're kind of the loser.
She is the whole accomplishment. She's the brains behind our operation. She's pretty much it.
You were just along for the ride.
Exactly.
And you just do kind of...
No, that's not true. I'm along for the ride and I buy the fuel.
You are the fuel.
Right.
Oh, we're going to talk a lot about today. We're going to talk about some interesting XFL lawsuits. A stunt woman lawsuit. We've been following this. This is important. We're going to talk about ammo gun laws in California. This is interesting, my friends, what a judge just came down with in California, because California passed a law that you now, to get ammunition, have to register to get ammunition. And you're going to, hear what the judge has to say about that. It just came down. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO, which is 855-529-7234. A lot of people, you hear this, it's rebroadcast a lot of time. Or if you want to see our podcasts, they're at www.radiolawtalk.com. You can go to podcasts or prior shows, and you can listen to any show. What's cool about our website is you can search the topic, and it'll take you to what show it was, because we've been over 3 years we've been doing this show.
Yeah.
And we're growing. Roanoke, Virginia, WLVA, WBRG. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate you being here. We are just having a lot of fun in Hour 3. It's getting actually pretty hot in the studio. We don't know why we have to hit the air conditioner, but it takes too long to figure that out. But before we do all that stuff, we do a thing called Case or No Case, which everybody loves, and the people in Virginia, this is the third hour, are learning. This is a fun thing where Cal tries to stump us, our producer. He puts out a case, and we have to say if it's a true case, and if it is a true case, what the outcome is. And the more points we gain, the closer we are to 50 points, then the other co-hosts have to treat that person to any restaurant that's still open that they want. Cal, roll.
All right, so here we go, folks.
To play Case or No Case.
Yay! Janie Balbo had just moved to Idaho Falls, Idaho, from Winnemucca, Nevada. It was a major upgrade for her. Idaho Falls, a lovely city, properly named.
Beautiful.
With the falls downtown and everything. Winnemucca, also a city properly named.
Wait a minute. We like Winnemucca because we have the Nevada radio station.
I drive through there all the time. It's a great place. It is. Anyway, she moved because her marriage had broken up and she needed a fresh start. After the exhausting move was completed on a Sunday afternoon, she took the kids to Freeman Park in Idaho Falls, one of the main major parks downtown. There were swing sets, merry-go-rounds, and all of that was there. She said, I'll take the kids. They might enjoy themselves. And then she went and sat down on a merry-go-round right after they ate their picnic lunch, took a few turns with her eyes closed, reflecting on her eyes closed, reflecting on her carefree days of youth.
Cal has got his eyes closed with his head in the air right now.
Because I just completely kicked that line right through the roof. Anyway, when she did that, as she was going around the merry-go-round, she heard the distinct sound of tapping on metal. and she opened her eyes and saw a police officer standing there with a dour look on his face and a ticket book in his hand. And he got her name, took her ID, issued her a citation. And the cop was in no mood to listen when she kept saying, why, why? He said, no time, got to go now to another call. The court date's on the ticket, good luck. Ms. Balbo was nonplussed, and she sought counsel. And so I ask you, Mr. Penny, case or no case?
Okay. Those of you, again, who are first learning about case or no case, there's two things as a lawyer, us supposedly bright lawyers, think about when we determine.
No, you're bright.
When we determine whether or not it's a case or a scenario and what the outcome is. The first thing is the logic of it. The second part is just trying to read Cal. So we have two portions of this. I mean, forget about the law, the legal issues, that this is radio law talk. We have to figure out what Cal's thinking.
Right.
So here's the deal. Those of you who are hour number two, you know Cal Hunter grew up in Burley, Idaho, which is next to Idaho Falls. By the way, I am like Princess Bride, the Sicilian right now. We know one thing that I watched that the other day, by the way. I'm the Sicilian from Idaho Falls. Cal knows this area. This is his hometown. This is where he first became a newscaster on television.
That's right. That's right.
And
yeah.
So he knows this. So he either did one of two things. He either went out and tried to find something in that area, a legal issue, throw us off, to make us think this is Cal's hometown. Therefore, he made it up. Or he actually found something in that area that is true. Now, what would happen on a merry-go-round? I think it's a true scenario, but it is not a case because Cal made it up because that's from his hometown. It is not a case.
All right, so you say zero case on that.
No case.
So, Fred, more invested in reading the producer. Okay, Mr. Cunin, what say you?
Well, lucky for me, I spent a lifetime developing an immunity to iocane powder, so I put it in both glasses. Okay, I actually tend to agree with Fred on this one. I'm going to say no case, because it just seems like it's something Cal would do.
All right, so you say no case,
I say no case.
All right.
No case.
Well, I guess it can't all be difficult. Denise, what say you?
Well, I thought that Winnemucca, Nevada was what we were talking about, not
No, she moved from Winnemucca to Idaho. So this whole thing took place in Idaho.
Oh, she did? Oh, I totally missed that. I thought she moved to, okay.
I flippantly said it was a major upgrade and insulted all of our listeners in Winnemucca, Nevada, and I apologize to them now.
Okay, got it. And I just, this is one of those where you just know that there is an ordinance that says adults cannot play on children's, playground equipment, and that she sues because she didn't have notice of that. Because whenever you have an ordinance, you have to have some kind of a notice somewhere, posting or something like that. And I'm going to say that she sued and she won.
I like that. That is a good logical response, and I love logical responses.
Oh, gosh.
No, I do, to case or no case. It's really good that we can sit here and reason together and figure this all out. So I'm going to give you the answer before we go to the break, because I'm such a nice man.
Thank you.
And because, I like to embarrass myself. Janie Balbo does not exist. It is not a case, but it is, as Denise properly had the instincts, it is against the law to ride on a merry-go-round on Sunday in Idaho Falls.
Yes, so we win. So Denise is smarter, but still loses.
Yeah, in this particular case, she got no way.
But the intelligent one lost.
Yeah, the interesting thing is, right now in several areas in the country, it is illegal to ride a merry-go-round at all.
Exactly, anywhere. Don't even think about it.
Well, you can, but you have to have a mask on.
Well, yes, because apparently that will protect your hands.
Unless you're in jail garb, it's okay.
Okay.
So I've got the big goose egg
today.
Yeah,
you got a goose egg. It is, however, legal to go into a bank with a mask on and ask for money.
All right. We'll be back out. We'll be back. We're going to talk a little more about what's going on with the former XFL.
Stay right there. There's more Radio Law Talk coming up wherever you're listening, on your radio station or on RadioLawTalk.com. Now this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
All right, guys, we need to have you read some lines for our disclaimer promo. But first, can anybody tell me what a disclaimer is? All right, then. Well, Denise, you go ahead.
Non uti consilius me audiere per questus purpurium juris consult.
Latin, that's a nice touch. Thank you, Denise. Next time we'll try it in English, if that's okay. Fred, how about you?
Cal, I don't want to read all this. Can't we just tell the people that we're discussing general legal issues and they should hire their own attorney instead of relying on what we have to say here?
Well, we could, I guess.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
That is Armadillo. No points for you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
You know, it's interesting. Everyone's this XFL actually started to take off. You know, everything's about timing, timing, timing. And sure enough, it's trying to compete with the NFL to some degree. It's off-season football. And sure enough, the coronavirus, I think, helped put it under, but my understanding, I better be careful, but my understanding XFL is done. Is it? Let me look it up. I thought XFL.
No, their history. They've declared they're bankrupt. They don't have any money. They thought, you know, TV contract, the audiences were good first couple of weeks, and they started to decline. So the TV contract guys were starting to look at it askance, and all of a sudden nobody could go to the games. And next thing you know, bye-bye XFL.
Yes, mass layoffs as of April 2020.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
ESPN saying implementing a grim outlook for the future of the league. XFL suspended operations. Multiple sources told ESPN that this is all from ESPN. The league currently had no plans to return in 2021. So there you go.
All I'm going to say is the XFL and global catastrophes or pandemics seem to have gone hand in hand, because the first incarnation of the XFL was being planned and all came about in 2001. Wasn't there something that happened in 2001 that affected a lot of stuff on the economy? And then, after the American Alliance of Football tanked, which was the NFL's attempt to start kind of a minor league system last year, the XFL was at it again, and they had been planning for a couple of years, and this was supposed to be their inaugural season. And again, there were some that turned out good, that were, initially they were riding the wave of post-NFL season and Super Bowl hype, people not wanting to get rid of football, but the season was smack dab in front of a global pandemic. I mean, if I'm the XFL, I'm thinking, good heavens.
This is a perfect example when timing is everything.
What did we do? Did we walk under a ladder while being followed by a black cat, throw some mirrors down, and step on salt? Good heavens.
This is what I say. I say it in my – I'm thinking, okay, the NFL tried it, and they failed. Maybe I shouldn't try if the NFL failed. I mean, the AFL, whatever it was.
But I mean, the fact of the matter is, I think that the NFL has probably realized that a 17-week season with the playoffs is about as far as you can stretch the attention span of the average fan for this, you know, because when you take into consideration training camp all the way to the end of the Super Bowl, it's about 6 months. And the same thing is true with baseball. It's about 6 months. If it was any longer, things would start to drop off. And if you schedule a league to take place after the natural attention span, that's like a teacher that teaches a two-hour class saying, by the way, as soon as we're done, we're going to have another hour and a half study lab. I know you're all into it.
Well, I think the core issue here is that baseball conducts their minor league season right along with the major league season. So at a time when there's interest in the sport, they've got different viewing options, right?
Yes.
Alternative football is never played at the same time of the NFL season. They fear the competition, which is goofy. If you're going to have a minor league system, get some minor league players like baseball does, play the season at the same time. I know it's too logical, but
the closest thing the NFL has to a minor league, and the beauty of a minor league system being played along with the major league team, is so that when people get hurt, you can bring in other players that are used to seeing close to major league pitching. And the closest thing that the NFL has to other practice squads in each club.
Right.
But even then, it's limited to what, 10 players?
Well, they don't play any games.
Yeah, they don't play any game. They're basically there to mimic what the other team does during the course of practice. But why are we talking about all this? Well, because there was a lawsuit recently filed by the now former president or director of the
commissioner
of the XFL, whose name was Oliver Luck. Now, for those football fans out there, if you remember a quarterback who played up until last season for the Indianapolis Colts named Andrew Luck, Stanford alum, Oliver Luck is Andrew Luck's father.
Andrew, don't call me Andy Luck.
Yes. And Oliver Luck was hired as the commissioner of the XFL to help oversee things getting ready, and then it went into this season. Well, an interesting little dance of legal politics took place at the beginning of April when the XFL realized that they were not going to be able to continue as a franchise. What happens to most corporations happened there. You know, bankruptcy was obviously discussed, but the following sequence of events occurred. Right around the 8th of or 9th of April this month, the XFL's commissioner, one Jim McMahon, who
president and CEO of the WWE wrestling franchise.
Let's get ready to rumble.
Yes.
Jim McMahon, yes.
So, actually, that's Michael Buffer. So, yes, McMahon terminated the $20 million contract of Oliver Luck as the commissioner of the XFL.
Who pays him $20 million on a first just trying something out?
Well, you know,
I'll tell you,
I think part of it is by paying $20 million, you're telling everybody else, this says something about the stability of the league, because if they paid him peanuts, I think nobody would have gone to play for it. But, so they did that. That was probably more for marketing than natural services rendered because of the caliber they'd be able to get. That was on the 9th of April. On the 10th of April, the next day, they laid off all the employees, and then 3 days after that, the league filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy.
And I think that one thing about Chapter 11 bankruptcy, when they're trying to reorganize, the priority of the creditors becomes very important. You have your secured creditors that get paid first. You have your unsecured creditors that get paid next. But
she keeps wanting to say
paid?
Creditors, but it works.
I heard creditors.
Yes.
Right, but who gets paid first, really?
Yes.
The employees.
And
the employees have already expended their labor, and they're going to get paid first. So I think by them firing their commissioner first, and when he's on contract, he's no longer what?
He's no longer a creditor. So for him to get in line to get money, he's got to file a breach of contract lawsuit. He's got to prevail and then try to get that money judgment. All the while, all the other available money will be dispersed. By the time he gets through with it, he's got nothing.
But we got to remember, it may not have been all guaranteed. It might be a contract that's not guaranteed, all of it. And so anyway, we're going to come back and talk. Go ahead.
But the fact is, he's filed a lawsuit for breach of contract for illegal termination.
That's right.
That's what's going on.
We're coming back. Resident Evil stunt woman. We're going to talk about that. Man, this lady.
Are you talking about me?
No. We're going to talk more about it when we come back. Stay with us.
How could we do that, Denise? Denise Dirks, Todd Kuhn, and Fred Penny will all be back with more Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. The cost of getting rid of garbage is high, and recycling products is lucrative. If you're a business or know of a business that needs an individual compactor or baler, call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. If you already have an industrial compactor, baler, or shredder and need service, don't forget to call Northwest Compacting at 888-201-0911. Northwest Compacting, your full-service industrial compacting and baling company. Read more about them at northwestcompacting.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse,
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
All around the world, this is RadioLawTalk.com.
Oh! Folks, I think it's getting hot in here.
Cows dance, and that's what's scary. You see him dancing. A great grandfather dancing like he thinks he's in the 50s.
Like I think I'm all that. Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
By the way, almost a rap star.
I have a piece of sad news for you.
Okay.
Jerry Bishop, who served as Judge Judy's announcer for 24 years, just passed.
Oh.
Yeah, he was the guy who opened the Judge Judy, 24 years. He was 84 years old, had heart failure, and he just left us this morning.
Not coronavirus.
Cal, I don't know if you believe in reincarnation or what have you, but you just became a great-grandfather.
How weird is that?
On the same day that this person who was a longtime announcer has passed, and so I want you to track the career of your new great-grandchild to see if they go into a career in announcing. Because I know, based upon stories that you've told, that maybe your bloodline is somewhat, how shall I put this, suggestive of certain things. That's how you became a broadcaster, right?
True.
So I would be curious to follow that.
Well, his name is Calvin, the new grandchild, so perhaps that will...
When he learns to talk, if he says things like, and now... mashed potatoes and gravy for dinner.
Oh, no, he's going to say, well, time for a diaper change, but I'll be right back.
Four-time Poopy Diaper Award nominee, never a winner.
All I got to say is at least they named him after you. Every time I mention the name Frederick or Fred for my grandkids coming up, every one of my daughter-in-law and my sons look at me and go, not going to happen.
Well, that's what I thought.
I'm throwing money out at that. I'm going, how much do I have to pay to have a grandchild named after me?
Have him be called Rich, like Frederick.
No, Rick. It's not going to happen.
No.
It's got to be Frederick William Penny. That's what it has to be.
My last name is pronounced Cunin, and for the longest time, I threatened my parents that if I had a child, before I had children, I was going to name one of them Elementope, because it's like the alphabet, L-M-N-O-P-Q, man. So, that didn't
work
out.
That is the dumbest thing in the world I've ever heard.
I know, it was dumb, but it was still a threat, and my parents took it seriously, and that's why they never set me up with anybody.
That's why they got you with cats.
Yes, that's why they got me. No, the only reason I have cats, Denise, is because the first time you and I met, you wanted to set me up with a bunch of people, and I figured the only way I'd be able to take care of that is by posting a bunch of cats on Instagram. It worked.
It worked, by the way. Showed a picture of this cat sleeping on his bed. He hasn't had a date since.
Yeah.
So Todd is a single man. His name is his stage name is Mark Ashbourne. He says it's Ashbourne, but I think it's Ashbourne.
I actually think it's Mark Swipe Left Ashbourne.
That's true.
You guys ever heard that?
That's a single guy.
Have you ever heard that fairy tale that kind of goes like, once upon a time there was a guy who loved a girl. And he loved her so much that he got down on one knee and decided to ask her to marry him. And she said no. And he spent the rest of his days fishing anytime he wanted to and going hunting and watching movies and dating multiple women. And he was freaking happy. That is my kind of fairy tale.
All righty now. All from Radio Law Talk to Todd. While you're talking about that, you might as well talk about the stunt woman from the UK that's shooting in South Africa a movie. And this is a stunt gone wrong. She's the step-in. She's a very good stunt woman, and something tragic happens.
Stunt gone wrong. It's as if you just quoted the theme to my dating life. Yes, this was a stunt woman, and she had stepped in. This is for one of the Resident Evil. She was the stunt woman for the Mila Jovovich character, which was, I believe, no, it wasn't Claire. Whoever was from Resident Evil, and they had a planned stunt that was supposed to be an aerial stunt, but at the last minute they changed due to weather conditions and decided to turn it into a motorcycle stunt, and as a result, in doing the stunt, there was an accident, her face was disfigured, she lost her arm, she suffered catastrophic injuries, was lucky to survive, and her claim in lawsuits was that none of the people involved in this film that grossed over $300 million did a thing to help her financially after this stunt. In fact, the defense was that the reason the stunt didn't pan out the way it was supposed to was because of her performance in the stunt. And a court in South Africa has ruled that the problem with the stunt was not the performer's fault. It was because the stunt was negligently planned, and it was not her fault, and she has been awarded a cash award to compensate her for the damages. But I think that this just goes to show that there are a lot of people involved in the making of a film. A lot of people want to focus on, oh, this had Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie and blah, blah, blah. Anytime a film is produced, there's probably upwards of 10 to 15,000 people that were employed because of that. Stunt performers being one of them, and they put their lives on the line, and sometimes these things can go horribly wrong. Do you remember a film back in the day called The Twilight Zone with one Vic Morrow doing a scene with two children, and the helicopter crashed, and Morrow and the two children were killed? In this stunt, that was back, what, the 80s that took place in the Twilight Zone, the movie?
Yep.
Things like this.
It was a Spielberg film.
Yeah, things like this happen. And something needs to occur. We covered another story on Radio Law Talk that I believe was a stunt-related problem. And the issue was the person an employee of the production company, or were they an independent contractor? And the employee, this is the rarity of all rarities, was trying to argue that they were an independent contractor, because if that's the case, then they would have a greater personal injury damage award. If they were an employee, it would all be covered under workers' compensation.
Yeah, that was The Walking Dead.
Yes, the Walking Dead case. Interestingly enough, another case that deals with zombies, as did Resident Evil. So, sort of that, maybe they should stay away from those type of movies. But a lot of stuff goes on here, but this stunt person, she was able to get an award because it was shown that it was not her fault. And, good for her.
Yeah.
Good for her.
I totally agree. Her injuries were really, really, really bad.
It was the quote that she had that really hit home, and it was this. She says, quote, "I miss my old face." What does that tell you about the injuries to her above the neck? "I miss my old face. I miss my old body. I miss my old life. At least now, I finally have a court judgment that proves this stunt was badly planned and that it was not my fault." That, the subtext of that speaks to the nature of her injuries.
Yeah, so that's so true.
But that is Hollywood. That's what we got. And, you know, oftentimes in movies, the stunt folks use firearms that have to be fired with ammo. What do we know about that?
You know, what's interesting about that is in 2016, I believe, in California, Governor Jerry Brown came up with an idea that, and don't forget, there's a Second Amendment out there that call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk or go to our Instagram. 2016, that you now have to go through a check like buying a gun to buy ammunition through the government, through the federal,
The Department of Justice?
Department of Justice, yeah. California Department of Justice database. And so, which is really pushing the limits of the Second Amendment.
So let me get this straight. If I go out and I buy a gun, handgun, previous law says I got to go through the background check, right?
Right.
And I believe you talked about...
Or even a rifle, you have to go through background check.
And the odd thing, just to talk about other cases we talked about on Radio Law Talk, you had mentioned that you had heard that folks that were buying up firearms because of the coronavirus pandemic who didn't understand the law, who were always critics of the law, were going in and the gun dealers were saying that they were surprised that they went in, they picked out the gun they wanted, and then the firearm dealer says, okay, we'll see you in a week or 2 weeks whenever you pass the check. They were surprised that they couldn't just pick up the gun.
Not surprised, but upset.
Yes.
Upset. And that's why a lot of people don't get what's going through the system. And so what has happened is this went passed, and it went into effect January of this year.
So they would have So they would have to go through this a similar process just
Correct.
To get the ammo.
Correct.
Right.
Okay.
That's right. There were two. First, it was restricted under Jerry Brown. And that was in 2016. And then
Gavin Newsom
kind of enhanced it. So we have two separate and distinct ammunition measures.
One of which was an initiative that Gavin Newsom backed. That Prop 65, I think it was the one that...
That sounds exactly right. Or something to that nature. And so they actually conflicted. They don't flow right. And so we've got two initiatives that are not initiatives, but these different ammunition laws that are not working.
That's exactly we'll get into what the judge says. A judge comes down. This judge is out of San Diego. Comes down pretty hard on this law that is requiring people to go through this check to get ammunition, and it's flawed. People are being denied ammunition because they don't. Oh, you don't own a gun for that ammunition, like 22 or a shotgun. It's like, whoa. So they have to go buy one, even though they probably had one for 100 years, those grandpas. We'll be back. We'll talk a little more about this when we come back.
Stay tuned. There's more Radio Law Talk. The Second Amendment, is it being circumvented or not? Next, after this.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Otherwise, you had it right the first time.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
Radio Law Talk. Now, back to the show.
Note to myself, never run aboard the day your grandbaby's born.
Oh, Cal is having a bad day.
It's so distracting.
Cal's having such
so
a bad
distracting.
Day.
Oh, my
so
gosh. I'm sorry.
About
sorry.
His great-granddaughter. That, wow. Grandson.
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 Yeah,
that
yeah.
Cal, and he's hitting the ball. What he's doing is he's bringing us in a 1 minute early. And we're like, Cal.
I apologize for that.
No, it's fun to see. Because this is live radio, Cal.
I know.
It's
I
okay
know.
To have live radio.
It's just embarrassing.
No, it's not embarrassing. It's just that's why you did three-time Emmy Award nominee, you never a winner. It's the same thing.
Better than that, except on awards night.
There's a reason why you've never won anything, Cal.
It's true. It's true.
Just, you get,
I just stink.
Let's see, I just went to the bathroom. I don't know if I can think right now. Let's see. Right. Hey, we're talking about the Second Amendment and a judge in San Diego blocking this California law that's saying that you have to register and go through a background check to get some freaking ammunition. And I'm sorry we're politically neutral here, but I'm sorry. I shake my head. Like, what else? What else? Cap gun? We got to register the cap gun. So anyway, here's an interesting thing. It goes on and says the following. And this is the judge. This is, I want to make sure I get the name right. It's Judge...
not Judy.
No. Benitez. Judge Benitez says that the Sacramento Bee came out with an investigation in December and found that of the three, in December of 2019, as of 345,547 ammunition background checks performed, the system kicked back 62,000 and said you can't buy ammunition because we didn't have the information that we wanted on you. Some people, it was so glitchy, they said, some people just said, screw it, I'm just going to go buy another gun so I can get this ammunition for the gun that I've had forever. So I got to go buy another same gun so I can get ammunition for that gun.
Yeah, so essentially, if I own a Glock, right, and I want to buy ammo for that Glock, but when I go to buy it, for some reason they can't bring up my registration for that Glock, then I can't buy ammunition for it. Now, here's the crazy thing. Let's face it. Gun laws are aimed at reducing the number of guns in the population.
Or violence.
They can say whatever it wants, but the fact is they want to reduce the number of firearms that are in the general population, with the idea being if the number is reduced, statistically speaking, the number of homicides as a result of that are correspondingly reduced. It just doesn't make sense then when you go in to buy ammunition for the gun that you already own. You can't because for some reason it's not registered, and now you got to buy another gun so that you can buy the ammunition for both guns, which by its very nature will increase the number of guns that are out there. That's just crazy.
I had to live this scenario. I have a very old hunting rifle that's been in the family for a very long time. I'll go get some 30-06. We'll get it sighted. Yep. Let's see if it still works, all that stuff. I go to the place. They say, well, you don't have a gun registered in the state. I said, yeah. He said, well, we have a cheap gun here. It's like $300. You can buy that now, and in 2 weeks when you get that, then you can come back. This was like a little 38, and I've got a 30-06. He said you can come back and buy 30-06 ammunition later when you have a registered 38. Now, how does any of that make any sense to anybody except someone who has an agenda?
Well, because they both have the number 3 in it.
I guess.
And if I go and I take my 38 and I put it in my 30, I could take down a deer.
I mean, it's amazing when you think about
this.
It
is crazy.
I mean,
yeah, right now the AG's office says that their lawyers are still reviewing that decision Thursday and have no comment.
Well, we didn't say what the decision was. What did the judge decide?
He threw it out.
He enjoined.
I don't know if it was a she or he.
It's a he.
He.
And he enjoined the background checks because there were two. There was a background check to see if they had a gun, and then there was another background check.
A federal.
There's a regular background check that was approved under Brown, and then there was another one. They had to run the buyer's name through the Department of Justice to see if they legally purchased the gun.
Right.
That's the other one. So there's two background checks, and there was so much data entry wrong that there was like 62,000 people that didn't get approved when the vast majority of those should have been approved. And it was just because this one background check didn't go and another data entry on the background check wasn't in right.
In other words, the judge was more or less saying this is a deliberate attempt through obfuscation, or appears to be, through obfuscation to keep people from buying ammunition.
What he said is that there's only 16, they came up wrong 16.4% of the time, kicking these people into being prohibited persons for the gun.
It should be noted also that this was also the same judge who a year ago blocked California's ban on high-capacity magazines.
Everyone's appealing.
Yeah, they're appealing, but he does. I can't necessarily say that he is pro-gun or anti-gun for the judge. What I can say is that he appears to be applying the facts to the law and appears also to be pro-constitution.
Yes.
You know, let the law mean what it says and say what it means. And that's he's rendering his
opinion. Yeah, this is definitely going to go up on appeal by both parties.
Yes.
Well, obviously, they already said the anti-gun, I'm going to call them anti-gun people, or people that are, I don't know what you want
restrictive.
To call them. Restrictive gun people, they're bringing that back up on appeal. I truly think, going up on the Supreme Court, it's going to be overturned. In other words, the Supreme Court's going to say you can't do this for ammunition. Maybe guns, but not ammunition.
And the plaintiffs are the California Rifle and Pistol Association and the National Rifle Association.
Yeah.
They've teamed up before. They founded. Look, Everybody does this. I believe there's judge shopping involved. They found a federal judge here who will listen to their case and, you know, has a different way of looking at the law than others. But, I mean, I heard these guys speak, both of these representatives from both of these, about these cases. And believe me, they are strident about defending people's
Well, here's what's interesting is you wonder if this is going to go to the California Supreme Court or United States Supreme Court. Or is this a federal judge?
This is a federal judge.
Okay, so it's going to United States.
It's going to go to the U.S. Supreme Court if it goes. And
well, go to the appellate court, so if it's in California, it should be Ninth
Circuit. It'll go to the Ninth Circuit, and depending on, well, historically, the Ninth Circuit would look at this and probably rule in favor of the gun legislation.
Right.
Because that's just the makeup, although the makeup of the Ninth Circuit has changed over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And then, from the Ninth Circuit, would go to the U.S. Supreme Court, where the Ninth Circuit, I believe, holds the record as the circuit with the most reversals.
Actually, I'm not sure. That's what I thought, too. I think it's the 10th might be.
It has since changed because the makeup of the 9th has changed a little bit. But before that, before the makeup changed, it was frequently overturned.
Yes, yeah. I mean, it was like more than 50% of the time cases out of the 9th Circuit were overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court.
Hey, people out of Virginia, did you enjoy this show? I know it was 3 hours. You're sitting back and enjoying your life. Be safe. We truly all believe it's important, whether you politically agree with how extreme the coronavirus thing is doing or not doing. It's still important to be safe, keep your distance, stay close to your family, and enjoy life. I've said this 100 times. I'm going to say it again. Cal and Denise and Todd, as bizarre as this sounds, and this is a tragic thing, for 29 years I have been, 28 years, 29, I've been practicing law. For 28 to 29 years, almost the whole time I've had my own practice, I literally have not stopped in 28 years working non-stop, other than Sunday, which I believe the Sabbath day is very holy and an important day. And I'm telling you, this is the only time it has forced me to sit with my family, enjoy my grandkids, enjoy my family, enjoy my friends, and it's become a positive. I'm going to say that's the positive thing about this coronavirus, that we all realize how close we need to be and what's important in life, which is our families, friends, and our wonderful country. As imperfect it is, right, Denise and Todd, we always say this, this is an imperfect country, but it's the best one out there. And we appreciate you listening to us. That's very important to us. But, Cal, what's the most important thing at the end of our season?
Well, the important thing is that we all know that people on the show have a quick take. And I think, Fred, if you've got a quick take, why don't you jump on yours? Okay, go ahead.
When you want to be entertained by someone doing a parody, don't rely on Radio Law Talk. Our first hour parody about the judge requiring $1,000 fines for not wearing a mask was as stupid as the order.
As dumb as it gets. Okay, the Radio Law Talk players crashed and burned. Mr. Kunin, what's your quick take?
Well, I'm going to go to the Second Amendment. The terms shall not be infringed. It's always amazed me that lawsuits can't be settled by simply looking at a dictionary definition.
That is amazing. Denise Dirks, what is your quick take?
Well, I'm going to talk about during our breaks. I sit here and I watch Todd and Fred play with TikTok apps, and it's so amusing. Not.
We'll be back. Thanks. Appreciate you being here. Please dancing. We're out of here. See us next week, Pacific time, 9 to noon.
Thanks for listening to Radio Law Talk. We'll see you next week.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.